U.S. authorities have launched an education campaign to curb illegal copying of movies, music, and computer software. The campaign expands a program that the Federal Bureau of Investigation began in the 1970s. Viewers of feature movies on video cassette are long familiar with an FBI warning against unauthorized copying. That warning is being updated and made available for DVDs, music, software, and computer games. Many internet downloads will now also include a version complete with the FBI seal. The text warns that it is illegal to reproduce or distribute copyrighted material, and infringements are punishable by 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Keith Cooperschmidt of the Software and Information Industry Association says the crime is not victimless, and the new warning conveys that.
U.S. software companies lose approximately $12 billion a year due to piracy. A software program that reflects unprecedented technology, years of effort, and millions of dollars of development dollars can now be duplicated in seconds with the touch of a button.
FBI officials say that combined, U.S. producers of movies, music, computer games, and software lost $23 billion last year to illegal copying. Ken Jacobson of the Motion Picture Association of America says entertainment is a $30 billion industry in the United States and is the country's number one export. Investigators have uncovered recent cases of industry insiders providing copies of films for illegal duplication. Authorities say that more often, people with small camcorders tape films in theaters and then digitize them for reproduction in Asia or Eastern Europe. The music industry is also hard hit by piracy, says Brad Buckles of the Recording Industry Association of America. He says the industry lost $4.6 billion to pirates last year, and legitimate sales are dropping.
Our numbers have shown we've had a 31% drop in unit being shipped by record companies over the last 3 years. It's had a dramatic impact. Even though everybody thinks one individual download or sharing that they do doesn't have much consequence, but the cumulative effect has a tremendous impact.
The Motion Picture Association's Ken Jacobson says the warning is not aimed at major distributors of pirated products. He says they already know they're breaking the law, and the FBI is active in prosecuting them. He says the warning instead creates an awareness of the problem among the general public.
What it does is it allows the average citizen who rents movies or music or software or games to understand what is correct activity and what is incorrect activity. They need to understand that there is a law involved and that that law is important and that they should abide by it. So we're very happy that this is happening.
Jana Monroe, Assistant Director of the FBI's Cyber Division, says piracy is theft and the Bureau takes it seriously. She says piracy of intellectual property is now the agency's number three priority after terrorism and counterintelligence. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.